Gladys's house, or if it was Haspel's house that was next to it. It was one or the other. And I had an old 28 Chevrolet. I told my wife to jump in it quick and let's go. We'll find out. We did. And we come in, when we got there, shoot, the damn seals was burning. That's how fast it burned. He had just painted it and had everything painted inside and everything with an actual fresh paint, you see. And he had a shingle roof. And he told my brother-in-law, he said, Kirk, if you get a chance, he said, that's the next thing we're going to have. We're going to change that roof on that house. Because he had a wood stove, and he had a chimney, a flue, like what they call, start from the ceiling going out. And a spark fly out of that thing and got underneath that cypress shingle. And boy, when my mother-in-law heard that noise, that roaring, she looked and the whole thing was on fire. And there were no fire engine or nothing like that at that time. So she hollered at people that she could around and make them hear and all that, and they'd come there and try to put the fire out, but shoot, that thing was already too far gone. All they could do is just look at it and burn down, that's all. And they just stayed without nothing. People had to help them out. But I'll tell you one thing, them days, in 3 weeks' time, he was living in another one. That's how fast we got together and built another house for him to live in. Everybody got together, and all you could hear was saws and hammers. Just you hear them chee-chaw, sawing lumber, and going up with it. 3 weeks' time, he was living in that house. It was good enough the way he could live in it. Then he worked on it and finished it up.
Yeah.
You can't get people to do that no more nowadays. No, sirree. They wouldn't help one another like that. I built my house. I had over there across the bayou when I sold there before I bought this. And I had them to come out there. That was in 41 when they threw the lumber. You couldn't buy nothing no more then. During the war, you see. When war broke out, they just froze everything. You couldn't buy nothing. And a bunch of them came out there, my brother, my daddy and my father-in-law, my brother-in-law and all that. And they worked that three Sundays. And the rest of it, I had to finish it up myself. You couldn't get nobody then to work with you. I was working at the shipyard then. I'd work 8 hours and I'd come there and build, work on that house until I couldn't see to drive another nail. It would be so dark. I couldn't drive another nail, I had to quit then. Next morning, I'm back at the shipyard and working 8 hours, 9 hours. One time, I had to quit working on it. We worked 3 Sundays overtime straight. Well, I just had to forget about the house then. For three Sundays, I didn't work on it. And when I moved in my house, I didn't have a partition in it. I passed right through the stubs anyway. I had it all figured out, you know. But I didn't have no walls. And we just one big barn like that's all when I moved in my house. So after my daddy died, my mother was living there then, where Junior's living at, across there. And she wanted me to come live close to her. The fella that had this house over here, he just had it half finished. And he died the month before my daddy. So my mother asked me, why didn't I buy this house over here and come live close to her? So I had 1 acre of land over there. And this place over here has got a 90-foot triangle. That's all the fellow wanted. So